Sunday night, 25 people, most of them veterans, were arrested at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Plaza as they were reading the names of every New Yorker who died in Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Mike Torque is a member of Veterans for Peace who served in Vietnam. He was among those who were arrested. Torque says they had gathered there for three specific reasons.
One was we believe the war in Afghanistan should end. It's going into its 12th year. Second, we were there to remember the fallen and the wounded on that wall, the memorial. And then the third, we were asserting our right to peacefully assemble and discuss whatever issues we want to discuss. The program started around 6 o'clock, and by 8, we started reading the names. The list was fairly long. It was about 3,400 names, and we started reading them at 8 o'clock. And for every 10 names, we put a flower in a vase, rang a gong, and continued reading. And we planned to read every name. Even if it took all night, we didn't care. The police showed up around 10 o'clock and said, you have to leave. And initially they said they were going to give us an hour, but we told them what we were doing and that we had no intention of leaving until we remembered all of those names on the wall. But that wasn't good enough. They wanted us out of there immediately, and by 10:10 they started making arrests. Ended up arresting 25 of us.
That included veterans in their 80s.
World War II, absolutely. Jay Wink, a very decorated World War II veteran. And again, this was very peaceful. We were very clear. We do not yell names or slurs or derogatory remarks to policemen. We all are in 100% agreement on that. We do not do any property destruction. We were gathered peacefully having a memorial service for people that have died. These are good people. Most of these people have never been arrested before. They're lawyers, doctors, high school teachers, farmers, whatever, that are standing up for their right, honoring the fallen, and that's what happened.
I read one account of the arrest that said the officers, or at least some of them, were actually in sympathy with you and the others that were arrested and were under orders to effect the arrest.
Right. And that's the blue shirts. A lot of them are in sympathy, and you can see it in their faces. They're not proud of what they're doing, and every one of them treated us respectfully. And again, that's why we always showed nothing but respect towards the police, because we know there are people that are sympathetic. But they're not going to go against a direct order. If a white shirt tells them, start arresting everybody, even if they believe it's wrong, and I understand that 100%, they're going to move ahead if they're ordered. I didn't see anybody really getting a whole lot of pleasure out of it, other than the white shirt, to be honest, and he seemed to be enjoying the whole thing. Maybe that's not 100% accurate, but the blue shirts, yes, they were very respectful. They helped us in and out of the van, and when they were putting the seatbelt on the World War II veteran, I told the policeman, I go, that's a World War II veteran you're buckling in there, and he understood what that meant. And he said, I'm very happy to meet you, and, you know, that kind of thing. So we didn't get any disrespect from the blue shirts.
What were you charged with?
Well, that's another thing that's really rather odd. It was, and I've actually got the document right here, so I'll tell you exactly. Violation of local law. That's it. I don't know what law. They don't refer to it. It's a violation of a local law.
Have you been arraigned yet?
Yes, November 19th, and we haven't discussed this as a group. I imagine we will have some kind of a strategy that most of us will agree on. But personally, I will go to court, and I will meet with a judge, and I have absolutely no intention of paying one penny for somebody to trample my right to assemble.
How do you, as a veteran, feel about the way this all came down, that this was a gathering primarily of veterans, that you were memorializing people who had been killed in wars and marking the beginning of the 12th year of yet another war?
Well, I think it's outrageous. I really didn't think they would follow through with this, with the arrests. So I was really surprised when they showed up and got very aggressive about it and gave us very little time. I think it's just unbelievable. It's hard to imagine. And I think it was very foolish on their part, because it was Sunday night. The next day was a federal holiday. We were having a memorial service mostly for ourselves. We didn't have 10,000 people there. They could have easily let us go ahead, and guess what? Monday morning, we would have left, and they knew that was our plan. We made that plan very clear. We weren't plotting to overthrow the government or burn down buildings. We were having a memorial service, so they didn't need to do that. I think it was a real slap in the face to veterans.
Mike Tork is a combat veteran of Vietnam and a member of Veterans for Peace.